forever. Dog. I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Woof, woof. Hello. Check 1, 2. Good morning. Good morning. Check 1, 2. Tim Heidecker. Check 1, 2. We are live. Welcome to Office Hours Live. That's right, folks. We are back after a little break, after the switcheroo. I am in my rightful place where I belong, standing strong and ready to broadcast a sensational show on this Wednesday morning. It's sort of like, what? Hump Day show? We're going to get into where, we're going to get into why. Why are we on Wednesday? Going to get into all that, and we're going to have a great experience. I know you are along for the ride, and I know you couldn't be happier to be here if you're watching us live. And if you're watching us on the rebroadcast, God bless you. Thank you for supporting this show, and thank you for supporting everything we do. I've been gifted this morning a tremendous pair of sunglasses that I'm proud to be wearing. Gifted by the one and only DJ Duck Pound!
Good morning!
Doug, tell us a little bit about the sunglasses I'm wearing real quick. This is not a paid endorsement.
It is not a paid endorsement. Those are the Pit Vipers.
Pit Vipers, baby! And watch this shit. Are you on me?
Yeah.
Good day, ooh, sunshine.
That's a good look.
Thank you. And Victor Berger's got his flip-ups.
Oh, I got my flip-ups.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? I'll do that. I'll join you on that. Captain Carlin in the house.
What's up?
Keeping things on, keeping the trains on time, and he's got some Pit Vipers, too. In studio,
you know, just
we have Biden. Biden. Who's that? What was that?
No, that was... Sorry.
You know, just seeing Matt's little body walk out onto the stage and play the video, and he's just like looking out. It was just made me giggle. I was giggling a lot.
Matt loves that drop.
Oh boy, all timer.
Look at that face. Oh my God.
We have in studio with us a very special guest. We have Lyle the Therapy Gecko.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Great to have you. You are a podcaster. A Twitch streamer. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitch, by the way, if you want to join us there, wherever you're watching right now, it doesn't matter. And you, basically, it's similar in a way to our show. I'm not suggesting that you've ripped us off in any way.
Oh, no.
No. This format has existed since Marconi exactly. himself.
Who?
Is it Marconi?
He's the first.
Who invented the radio, Matt?
Edison.
Marconi.
Sure.
Mr. Edison. Wasn't
Marconi.
Marconi.
I don't know who that is.
And I thought Samsung did.
And Alexander Graham Bell. When Marconi and Bell created the telephone, the radio, the call-in show was born.
We're all copying off of Alexander Graham Bell.
That's
at the end
right.
of the day.
Guglielmo Marconi.
Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
Guglielmo. Very successful enterprise?
Sort of. You know, we get calls. We talk to people on the phone. It's funny you asked about, like, ripping, because I'll get people who will DM me and be like, hey, I kind of want to start a call-in show, but, like, is it cool if I use your idea? I'm like, people have been doing this
yeah.
since
as long as you
born.
Don't literally put yourself in a gecko costume and
if
paint
they want
face
it, if they want to put themselves in a gecko, go ahead.
No,
if they can do it better than me, I just want the best version of the thing to exist. If they can do it better than me, please.
Well,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Now, yes.
You're a therapy gecko, but yes. You're not a licensed therapist.
No, I don't have a license to do anything.
So what gives you the right, and I want to put, I don't want to phrase it that way.
Please.
Why do you feel qualified? Because what you do on the show is you give advice.
Kind of.
Or you're there to hear people.
Yeah, lately I've been thinking of it more of like, it's like almost journalistic. Like I'm trying to get people's story more than I am trying to like get in there and tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, even in my mind lately more being like, don't tell people what to do, but like, ask questions, get the stories out. It's almost even kind of like more confessional
yes.
than therapeutic.
And people love it because they have an opportunity to be seen, or I should say heard, but
yeah.
in the
colloquial. Can I ask, do you go to therapy?
I actually went to therapy for the first time recently a week ago, and the guy was not like me at all.
No, he was dressed differently.
Did you wear did you wear the outfit?
Did he wear the outfit?
Did you wear the gecko costume?
No, that would have been a different kind of session. I felt me and therapy gecko have much different problems.
I would go to therapy, but my schedule doesn't allow it.
Really?
No.
What would you talk about if you went into therapy? What's going on?
I have several frustrations in my life.
Okay, do you want to tell me about them?
Well, two of them are in the room.
Really?
Sorry, Matt.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Rick. Thanks.
It's quick. Thanks. No. Well, maybe later in the show.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here for you.
You know, I do have this thing that I've been noticing as I kind of watch this. People ask, "What do you want? What are you watching these days?" Well, I watch this show. I watch On Cinema, which new episode just launched today, and I think it might be the best of the season. People, I don't know where to watch it. What, you don't know how to use the internet?
I like people.
You don't know how there's other websites than this stupid YouTube, right?
Do you watch your own stuff a lot?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't. I do have to watch, like, when On Cinema cut comes in, you have to watch it, and then you have to watch it again. You have to give notes. Say, what are you doing? This doesn't make any sense, Chris.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Chris Robison, who does a lot of our edits for Office Hours,
best,
is also the editor of On Cinema, and he has been doing a phenomenal job. Anyway, I was going to say I do this thing. No one said this to me. But I do a lot of, like, mouth stuff, like a little. You notice that? Like, not audibly, but I'm doing a lot of.
Well, we all have our little faces we make.
Are you trying to change that? Being aware of it?
I feel like it might be not a great thing for people to see on camera.
Interesting.
You know?
But I missed it. Can you show me? What do you do?
I do a lot.
That's fine.
All right.
Right. Sometimes your perception of a thing is bad, but then other people are like, no one actually notices that.
Nobody cares.
Someone make a supercut to make me feel bad of all the times I'm doing.
Wait, Tim, do it. Do it. Do the face.
I can't. Well, it's hard. Like,
just do it real quick.
Uh-huh, thank you.
I'll do the sound effect every time.
It's more subtle.
What?
You know I've noticed.
Yes, he's noticed.
It's a recent development, I think.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of more.
I have tics. I have.
You're going to be a weird old guy if you keep doing that.
I'm going to be a weird old guy no matter what.
That's true.
Ain't that the truth?
If
you want to call in, we have the Zoom open, and we have the Hothead Hotline, which frankly is not a Hothead Hotline. It's just a fun, what's that called, onomatopoeia?
Yeah, it's just a hotline.
It's just a hotline. It's if you don't want to be on camera.
Could I ask the therapy gecko, do you take Zoom calls too, or is it only phone calls?
No, there's a couple things. First, I'm afraid of what might happen if I let random people come on with video. Mm-hmm. And then two, I like the anonymous nature of the phone calls.
I feel like I think that people feel a little safer on the phone.
Definitely.
And Vic's a big, Vic wants to kill,
I want to kill it all.
Vic wants to kill Zoom as a component of the show.
And it reminds me of the pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I get that.
But what would be the better alternative to Zoom? Just
phone call.
Phone calls.
Phone call.
But listen, I'm gonna veto that. I have that power. I have that authorization. In the terms of our corporate structure, I have the power to veto everything and fire whoever I want.
Let's take a Zoom now.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Let's do it.
Fucking shove it down Vic's throat.
Wait, right. If the Zoom sucks though, Vic is right.
Yes.
Oh,
Matt's gonna pick a.
This
will
be like one of Elon Musk's Twitter polls, totally irrelevant.
Well, you also get to like imagine what the person is like more so than if they just give you the whole face.
Let's do it back to back. Let's do a Zoom, then a hotline.
Okay,
let's compare.
And we have so much to get to. By the way, I should also say we have. This has to become a longer show.
Yeah,
I hate to say it. That's one of the great things about doing Tom's show 2 weeks ago now. I felt relaxed, and I felt that there was no urgency or rush, and I could kind of settle into concepts, settle into ideas, settle into conversations. And I'm going to take these off because it's enough. I want to tell you this. We have Jordan Hoffman, one of the few film critics I enjoy hearing from. There certainly aren't a lot of them. And we have a musical act today. We love exposing people to new music, some bands that might be under your radar. And this band, Dear Nora, is going to be performing today. Katie and Zach, A little bit of nepotism going on, but we'll get to that later.
They were requested by the Office Hours community.
That is right. And we listen. If you want to join the Office Hours community, go to patreon.com/officehourslive. And a lot of stuff going on up there.
You'll enjoy.
So that is the plan. We're going to talk to Jordan because a few months ago, we spotted this insane show that was going to be coming to New York, I assume. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Now, if you've watched the show, you know, and if you just pay attention to world news, you know that many of the people, two out of the three guys in that group are dead. You know, I don't know if you know that.
What is
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Is that a movie?
ELP.
It's a band from the 70s.
Oh, what a lucky man he was.
We've got
come on.
This was the news item.
Or the 60s and 70s.
Anyways, we'll get into it with Jordan, but he went to the show. He's going to give us a report. I want to talk about movies with him and other stuff, too. So, do you ever watch a movie? Have you ever seen
I've seen a few movies, but I don't watch a lot of movies.
Okay. I'm getting tired of these movies.
Yeah? What do you think is wrong in Hollywood today?
I got a lot of thoughts on that. I'm going to save it for Jordan.
Okay, please.
We'll get Jordan Peele on here. I'll tell him what I think. Speak.
What the hell are we going to do without men?
What are we going to do without movies?
Marvel.
Let's do that, Matt. Let's take a Zoom.
Yes.
Quickly.
Real quick before that.
I also want to talk about Tim Pool and Nick Fuentes and fucking Kanye and Milo, these rats. The rat's nest that occurred the other night that I was so fortunate to get to watch. I'm addicted to it.
I would like to real quick acknowledge someone gave us $100 on the YouTube chat. Wow. Trout. Thanks, Trout.
That's very nice. And I encourage everybody to give us $100.
Give us $100. He wants to know when Joe Estevez will come on Officers.
Oh, I'd love to have Joe on. I can make that happen. Maybe after the season's aired so we don't get confusing. But he's a delightful person. And we, as I said earlier, glad he's on the mend from his recent battle with cancer. And we love Joe.
One more real quick plug. We got new shirts from Skinner.
Yes.
Wes, can you pull that up real quick? We'll drop the link.
Don't drop the link. Keep it active.
Hold it up. Okay. We'll Lefty right Parker.
Back. You like that, Doug? Fuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
It's Lefty, man. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Long time. Long time no speak.
Yeah, what's happening? What can I do for you today?
Dude, I have to tell Lyle this story. I've been meaning to call him and talk to him about
it. Is it the story of how you got the O'Doul's hat? Because that's kind of what I want to hear.
Nah.
Is it a fairly relatively quick story?
Yeah, I can
tighten it up.
Yeah, well, basically it goes as follows. I used to work as a river guide in Austin. I work for this nonprofit. We take kids out on the river, teach them about nature and whatnot. Boy. Anyways, there was this one time my boss, we were doing a fundraiser and we're like privately funded. And my boss was like, hey, there's this lady. She's a really big donor and we need you to take her out on the river. She's got a bad back. Mm. And so she's like kind of like a dinosaur. She's like 70 years old. And I get out on the water and we're like paddling with all these like people who give us money. So I'm just trying to make her happy. Right. And, so like I'm on the boat and she's behind me and she's telling me like, wow, I love it when the sweat drips down your back. And I love your curly hair reminds me of a young lover I had. And all this stuff, she's saying like this really freaky stuff, right? Oh, and it kind of progresses. Oh. And she's starting to tell me how she has this house in Costa Rica and she could take me there and she could make my life real easy. Oh. And
Sounds good.
And at that moment, were you considering taking this hand of a new life that was reaching out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was, but like, I don't know. I'm like trapped in this boat with this lady, right? Yeah. And she's like behind me saying all these really like sticky things.
Are you sure she wasn't on the phone talking to someone else?
All right. Well, wait, can I
talking to a fish?
Can I ask a question? So then what happened?
That's a good question.
Did you take the offer or not? Are you in Costa Rica?
So how did this all wrap up?
She gave me her phone number and she said to text her, and I never did.
I feel like one of these days you're going to be on the down, like you're going to, something bad will happen to you, whether it's a breakup, whether you lose your job, and you just know that you have the plan B of the Costa Rica lady in your pocket. So I think this is a good thing that happened to you.
I don't know, man.
Right, it's a good backup. It's always good to have a plan B.
Why don't you wait till she's within an inch of her life, pull a,
ooh. Get on the wheel. Is that what we're talking about?
Who's that? Who's Anna Nicole Smith kind of deal?
Yeah, with
or David Guest. Although that went the other way, I think. Remember David Guest?
Oh, with Liza Minnelli?
Yeah. I think David Guest passed on.
I think so.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box. Plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah. Did you text her?
No, I did. I texted her and I said, like, hey, it was really nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I don't think I can hang out because she asked me to like hang out with her.
That's so nice that you like respond. You totally could have ghosted her, and I don't think anyone would have blamed. But you responded. That was nice of you.
I was trying to be respectful, but then it just like kind of progressed. She just kept texting me like, hey, you know, I'm going to this show tonight. You want to come? Mm-hmm. And
That's lower commitment than going to Costa Rica.
Tom Jones.
She's going to like Sleep at the Wheel. She said like she had like these VIP
Wayne
tickets.
Newton. I have another question. After you after you gently rejected her, did those dones dry up? You know those dones?
Well, what?
She's a donor.
She's a donor. Yeah, she's a donor. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't hear much. Right,
good question.
That.
Good follow up. Good answer. What sounds like you got an answer. So please, Vic.
Okay, I was wondering what the
I'd like to land
what
this
the river
right
tour
now.
Is like. What are you talking about?
Oh no, no, we don't care about the river fucking tour. What part of you that
I've never
is
been
curious?
On a river tour.
Then go on a river tour. Go to the fucking Mississippi.
What do you think's on a river tour? You answer.
Yeah, there's a.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are getting a lot out of these river tours. I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway.
I can't be that much wildlife in Austin.
I'd like to get a river boat. Get a river boat and start throwing some dice. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Can I hit you up if my life goes south and I want to go to Costa Rica with this woman?
That's what I'm trying to ask. It's like, would you do it, man?
Would I go on the date for you?
Would you do it for me?
If you lend me the O'Doul's hat, I'll go on the date.
Okay. Let's see what happens if we answer a hotline call. Thank you very much, buddy. Good luck. Peace to you.
That was a good call. Interesting.
Yes, very good.
Interesting
call.
Predicament. Yeah.
Julie, you are live on the hotline.
Aloha.
Hello, Julie.
Hi. Is this Tim Hodecker?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so grateful that you had the time to take my call today. I have been a big fan for several weeks now, and I just want to say that your Hot Piss song
yeah.
was the most moving piece of music I had ever experienced.
Well, thank you very much.
I used to struggle a lot. This is the therapy section. I used to struggle a lot.
We have Therapy Gecko here. Lyle's here.
Being okay.
If you have issues that you want to go over with him.
Well, you know how it is when you're in certain things and you just feel like a weirdo.
What certain thing are you in?
My interest in urine. But urine. You're into everything, you know?
So what?
You're into everything.
In urine. Her interest is in urine.
Yeah.
It's the put
everywhere.
On.
I like, you know.
All right. We have our litmus test boy. Here. Well, thank you. And whether it's piss.
What would you like me to lick?
What'd she say?
What would you like?
You say you want me to lick this test?
What?
No, a litmus test.
You want me to lick a test?
No. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, sir. I am not lit. I am completely sober.
All right, darling. Oh, y'all have a good time out there.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time just listening to you all.
All right.
This is the highlight of my day, honestly.
Where are you calling from?
Lone Oak, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pissing
it's
right
a
now?
Little town outside of Little Rock. If you'd like me to, if you're into that sort of thing, I didn't think that was this type of show.
Doug, how do you think they came up with that name, Little
That's
Rock?
That's not the only thing
town.
You can make me do remotely.
It's fucking rock small, man. Shit.
They're like, we need a name right now.
There's no landmarks.
Damn. Look at that fucking rock. Fucking small. Right there in the middle. Maybe right there in the middle of this whole town.
I'm sorry. You guys might be smoking crack rocks that are bigger than my town, but it's still a good town.
What's the name of your town?
If you ever... Roanoke. L-O-N-O-K-E.
Oh, Roanoke. Now, Lost Colony.
She said Lone Oak?
No. That's in Virginia. That's in your Virginia.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm going to stop talking like this.
You're welcome.
What a vape.
I get this question a lot. I want to know from you. How often do you think, when people are calling into your show, that they're like just fucking with you versus being
well? The show has changed over the years. I think in the beginning there was more of that.
Yeah,
more trolling.
Right.
More abuse.
We don't get a lot of that.
It takes more work to get on Zoom or whatever, figure it out.
I thought she wasn't.
I don't think she's playing. I think she was just having a little fun.
My favorite thing is when somebody starts out as a troll and then you go for long enough that they drop it and you kind of see what's really going on.
All right. Listen, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We're not going to do that here.
We'll see tonight the stress.
I just want to also say we are going to jump to the city of the day.
Good idea.
The city of the day.
Another thing Vic loves about the show. City of the Day is brought to you by Richard Dreyfuss Seafood Jerky. Make a splash at your next shindig by serving Richard Dreyfuss, the high-protein snack that is sourced from the world's best oceans, rivers, and ponds. Their fish is 100% grass-fed, scale-free, and high in vitamins. Richard Dreyfuss comes in a wide variety of flavors, such as what about bobber? A super dry pond hooked crappie with just a pinch of chives. Sink your teeth into their sea salted jerk jerky and you'll be saying, shark jerky, and you'll be saying, we're gonna need a bigger mouth. Their most popular flavor, Mr. Holland's Porpoise, now comes with an extra blowhole in every bag. Order now and receive a complimentary bag of their newest dry flavor fish, Close Encounters of the Perch Kind. Reel in a deep discount by serving over to dryfish.richard and using promo code AmeriFinGraffiti that will net you 10% off your first purchase.
Very nice.
Doug, do you want to talk about this?
Very nice.
Where is this?
I spent 3 weeks making that jingle.
Let me hear it again. What want to thank, this is rare. I will say this is rare.
I spent about 45 minutes on it.
We get submissions all the time from the audience for fake products. And as you know, there just ain't a lot of funny people in the world. You know, three of them are here. I'll say Matt's a funny guy too. Four people. Aloha. I don't know. I mean, you're not known as a funny guy. You're just a good person.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that.
But you might be funny. I don't know you enough.
Sometimes.
He's a comedian also, isn't he?
Oh. I'm like a gecko guy.
You're a gecko guy.
Somebody from...
But my point is, we get submissions all the time for fake ads. A lot of them stink. Where is it? Where is it?
They stink.
Stink. But this one made us all smile, made us all laugh, and it's from MB Alexander. So don't be... I mean, I say with peace and love... Don't be afraid to send us.
MB made the artwork, too. That's really what sold it.
Oh.
Of course, I punched up the copy and made it soar.
MB. What kind of name is MB? That's interesting. No offense.
Maybe it's short for something. Emberson.
I like that. I like them going out on a limb.
Emberson, Lake, and Palmer.
It was just a full package. It was great. Like, here's the artwork. Here's the concept.
That's all it takes.
We have somebody doing some boxing in the Zoom, some working out. Do we want to see?
We have to get our city of the day first.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's the city of the day. Do you want to be the city of the day ranch cat?
Well, we already...
you have one. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
But then we could talk.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, it's Carson is the city of the day.
Okay, that's...
Carson.
Yes.
Why?
The city of the day is Tavernier, Florida.
All right.
Tavernier, Florida.
Why Carson of all people?
Because he's in Tavernier, Florida. He's on a road trip.
I'm out of town. I'm on vacation.
How far is that from Mar-a-Lago?
I don't know. Where is Mar-a-Lago?
Palm Beach?
It's pretty close.
Why don't you drop
Tavernier
in?
Tavernier is like in the Keys.
Why don't you?
So it's like further south of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, you're in the Keys?
Yeah.
Wow. Keys on Van Nuys. Keys on Van Nuys.
Have you been to the FOBs?
Listen, drop by Mar-a-Lago. Say that you had an appointment to see the former president. See if you can get in.
Right.
Shouldn't be too
I'll
hard.
I'll get Ye and Nick Fuentes to come with me.
Oh,
they can get me
fuck,
in.
Man.
What is this building that you're leaning against?
It's in a house that's an apartment now. My friend lives here.
Does he know that you're outside?
I think so. I hope so.
We're talking about this house while there's a guy on my Zoom lifting punching bags like crazy.
That's way more interesting.
And I hate to say it, Carson, but you should be an advocate for the quality of the show, not for your own screen time.
Get me out of here.
Get him out.
I need to be on here.
Ranch
Get me
cat.
Out of here.
Ranch Cat, can you unmute?
You guys.
Ranch Cat, put down that heavy sack.
You hear me?
Yeah, look at you. You're getting strong, aren't you?
A little bit of salt.
Oh!
I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm coming.
You all right? Crap yourself?
Are we still in Tabernacle, Florida?
No, where are we now?
I'm getting the feeling of coming.
Fort Wayne, Indiana!
Bam, girl!
Wow.
Mummy.
What is this? Who's your illusion?
What do we do here?
It's what we do. You want to beat somebody up for me? I got a list. I mean, let's get this guy out there cracking skulls.
Who's on your list?
Nick Fuentes?
Yeah.
Milo?
I got that bitch.
Do you do kickboxing too, or is it just punching? Do you kick that thing?
Kick?
Yeah, I kick it. I got my
shin
guards on. Okay. It's a home workout.
You're going to be my soldier of fortune. All right?
Great.
I'm putting together an army of men and women. Strong men. And you're just going to clobber people. You're going to go around and just, shut the fuck up! It'll be a menace. It'll be a fucking menace with you out there. People will be closing, people will be hiding, they'll be go back in their basements. Enough! Boom, boom, boom! We need it. We need to restore order, Matt.
Do most people?
Let's start the army.
Do most people in Fort Wayne, Indiana, look that jacked?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't leave my house.
You live in a fort?
I live in a fort. I got guns everywhere. don't come here, I guess. Whatever.
No, I'm all right with that, baby.
Who's Wayne?
Just be safe with it.
Why does he have a fort?
He's actually some guy that killed a lot of natives.
Oh, boy.
Pretty cool name of town.
I thought it was named after Wayne Brady.
I was thinking Wayne Newton, but...
Fort Wayne Brady!
Fort Wayne Brady.
So are you doing this kickboxing shit for recreation, for fun, for just working out, or are you a professional fighter?
Yeah. No, I do it for fun. I do enjoy the MMA,
You'll be doing it for money because I'm putting you on the payroll. You're my soldier of fortune, my warrior.
Okay.
Would you be willing to kill someone for Tim if he asked
No, we don't want any death.
You can't say that. You can't say that, but yes.
I'm going to get banned.
Tim, you shouldn't really call for any violence at all.
I am not.
Is that a joke?
Tim's very own
it's all satirical.
It's satirical. Good. Okay.
Believe me.
I'm not very proud, so.
I'm a pacifist, baby. I'm a beautiful, peaceful man. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, everything's good, baby. But.
Beautiful.
Perfect transition to the. I did watch a little bit of this Tim Pool. You know, I get sucked into that show, Vic. I think it's your fault.
Oh, I know. Well, I wasn't watching it. You told me about it, so.
You guys watch so much trash. You watch the Bill Maher show and you watch Tim Pool. You're like, did you see the new Maher? It just dropped. I'm like, no.
Maher had on Gene Simmons. Holy shit. Two scumbags in a basement talking to each other. I don't know if you're a Kiss head.
Did he do something bad, Gene Simmons? I don't really know anything about
it. He's been doing something bad for 50 years. Band called Kiss.
So bad.
I mean, I can't think of a worse group.
I like the pinball machine that they made.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They got a good pinball machine. That's my kind of.
If you put a gun to my head, and somebody's going to eventually, they will say, who's the worst band in American history, world history? Wouldn't be some marching band, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be some local group who's not equipped to do stuff. It would be Kiss.
What about them is egregious to you?
Their music's terrible. The costumes are ridiculous. Stupid. It's entertainment for stupid people. And stupid people should have entertainment. No question about that.
I feel like I'm in somewhat of a solidarity with any kind of a costume thing.
Sure. No, I mean, I should retract that. It's fun what they do.
He's also a sex pest, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you didn't mention that part.
You should have a long tongue. You're the gecko here.
Yeah, check out his tongue.
But maybe we can get... Maybe this is a fine transition to Mr. Hoffman. for whatever.
Wait, don't look. There's Gene right there.
Mr. Moneybags.
I like his look.
I was doing a pretty good Gene Simmons impression earlier before the show started. I don't know if I'll be able to lock it in again, but...
Jordan, is your mic on? Is it working?
Yeah, am I working? Am I here?
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Have you secured your fish tickets for the year? Are you?
Fish plays every run up to New Year's. They do four shows at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
I'll be going to at least one. Probably go to all four, but for now I'm good with one.
They should play at the aquarium.
Well, did you see that footage of them playing with the whales from last year?
Oh yeah,
it's incredible. Were you at one of those shows where they had the floating whales?
I did see that. Yeah,
I was at the whale show.
Was it cool in person, or does it work better as a video experience?
It was fantastic in person, and I gotta be. This is my hand to God. This is true. The man next to me said, "Is that a hologram?" So I said. No, that's real, meaning it was a blimp, you know, like a drone. And he went, "That's a real fucking whale?" And I'm like, how high are you? I mean, he was clearly, a fish concert. But he was, for a second, he just did not know where he was, you know. I'm like, no, this is planet Earth, and that's just a drone, and it's cool.
Now, you love the fish. We've talked about this before, and you love them, and I love your love for them. I should say that. I think it's genuine, and I love seeing people love what they love.
That's what my wife says too when she makes me turn it off. But it's it's.
But here's my question for you, because and you're a deadhead too.
I like everything.
There's like a whole ecosystem of music and bands that kind of start getting I don't say trapped, but kind of get absorbed by when you're like the fish adjacent group. So
yes,
I mean
the jam band scene.
The jam band scene. So suddenly you get Goose coming up. And Goose is, you know about Goose?
Don't know Goose.
Matt knows about Goose. You know about Goose Gecko?
I don't know anything about Goose.
You see this, and suddenly, now you gotta love Goose, right?
Listen, when,
what's Goose?
Goose is a relatively young band. They're like in their late 20s, early 30s, and they have a lot of shared similarities with Phish and some of the other groups in that strain. And I'll be honest, when I first heard about them, I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to listen to Goose now? Give me a goddamn break.
Right.
Because the names are so stupid.
Yeah.
Phish, Goose, the String Cheese Incident.
Yeah.
You know, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. These names are just awful.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews
and I resisted to listening to Goose. But the truth of the matter is that they're really, really good. And I've seen them a bunch of times. And Trey Anastasio, who's like the main dude from Phish.
Yeah.
He and the main dude from Goose, they've done some collaborations. They did a mini tour together.
That's what I mean by this ecosystem, because they're very strategic. And I don't know, I'm not saying it's like cynical, like the way Kiss would look at it, but you know, there is cross-pollination.
Yes. I mean, they all do have the same managers, and there's there's a lot of backstage machinations there. There's a lot of you know, the ones that seem to be always playing together oftentimes have shared, shared deals and whatnot.
I feel like I got trapped in an algorithm online, at least, where now, even though I don't really like it, it's just getting presented to me I'm being told what fucking Billy Strings had for breakfast every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's part of the ecosystem, too. I mean, there's a strong niche, and it comes from... If you remember Relics Magazine, you ever read Relics Magazine?
Yes.
The owner of Relics Magazine's got a deal with a streaming service called Nugs.net.
Right.
And Nugs.net is like for all the freshest nugs of these concerts from around. And it's humiliating and embarrassing, but it's also, it is something that I enjoy. And
that's
part of life is being, you know, having a little bit of shame about the things that you love, whether it's...
And you're also, please chime in as much as you want. You're here. You're my guest. I don't want to ignore you.
Oh, no, I saw Billy Strings.
And I'm not saying you have to. I just don't want to be like, am I doing here?
No, I appreciate it. No, I saw Billy Strings. He's great. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You should be proud of what you're into and have no shame. I was watching the first Star Trek movie the other night, Star Trek the Motion Picture. And I'm like, this movie's fucking great.
It is a maligned film because people were expecting action and adventure. It was greenlit because of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Trek, the motion picture, wanted to be 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Right.
And it's somewhere in between.
It's glacial. It's slow.
It's slow,
But then there's beautiful moments in it. It's truly, I think it's a beautiful movie.
Is that one the one with Superman in it?
There's no Superman in Star Trek.
Oh.
But Abraham Lincoln is in an episode of Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, there you go, Doug.
Who's he?
No, but we have you on because we wanted to talk about your ELP experience. Emerson Lake and Palmer did this holographic. Okay, there it is. Welcome back, my friends. The return of Emerson Lake and Palmer. Welcome back, my friends. Blah, blah, blah. This was ELP. A holographic experience featuring only the drummer.
Well, okay, so it began with an email, and see, I thought it was going to be holograms too, and you thought it was going to be holograms, and so did everybody.
Right, that's the way it was pitched.
It was pitched. I got an email on September 7th from the producers of the show, The Club. Just to back it up, the show was at a place in New York City called Town Hall.
Yeah,
and
I've played there several times. It's a beautiful venue. Beautiful.
It's not a place usually known for like, you know, bombastic progressive rock with a lot of lasers and whistles and bells.
Right.
Historically, this is like where Eleanor Roosevelt would give a talk in 1950.
Yeah.
It's the folk revivalism movement. Bob Dylan.
I mean, we did a song called Diarrhea there, but that's maybe an outlier.
Well, I mean. You want to class up the joint. You know, the jazz world, a lot of jazz albums recorded there. But ELP in the day, they would sell out football arenas, and they would have full orchestras and lasers and video projection. But I got an email and it said, I'll read it, the blurb. Bowery presents Welcome Back, My Friends, The Return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer on Friday, November 25th. Sole surviving member, Carl Palmer, in association with the estates of his bandmates, Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. The implication being there that both Keith Emerson and Greg Lake, the two stars of the show, are dead,
yeah,
have announced the much-anticipated Welcome Back, My Friends, The Return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tour. The tour will actually reunite ELP live on stage through modern technology. That right. is the okay. that is the kicker. Through modern technology.
Could be just old tape recordings of them. Tracks, I mean, modern technology, what are we talking about?
Sorry, are they not dead?
Well... They Jim, are.
You're not that wrong with what you just said. So here's the deal. There have been hologram shows before.
Yeah. Roy Orbison. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Zappa, you know, Zappa has a bunch of kids and one of his kids plays guitar really, really well. That's Dweezil. Mm-hmm. And there's another Zappa kid who doesn't play as well. So he got a hologram of his dad. I think that stopped pretty quickly. So I assume this was going to be holograms. You assume.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed. I get there and I look at the stage. I just see a huge drum kit front and center and a bunch of video screens. And I'm sitting in the front of the mezzanine and the couple next to me, they're a wonderful older couple, you know, from Long Island or New Jersey or whatever. Guy's wearing an ELP shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, you seen these guys before? And I'm like, you know, the honest truth is I do like prog rock. You know, I like, yes, I like Genesis, King Crimson, all that stuff. But ELP was always like a little bit lower down for me on the totem pole. Yeah. But like, no, I've never seen him, but this is going to be fun. Are there going to be holograms here? And the guy turned out to be someone in the know. He's really into ELP. Like, he knows the road manager. Yeah. And he even said at one point, he's like, that's Bobby, the road manager over there. Hey, Bobby. And Bobby's like, how you doing, buddy? He's like, Carl looked at the holograms. He didn't like them. Like, what are you talking about?
What?
Carl looked at, he's like, he didn't like the way it worked out. You'll see what he's going to do. So here's what happened for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer live. The return, the Welcome Back, My Friends tour. It was Carl Palmer on drums. And he's 70-something, and he is, no joke, fantastic. He's a fit.
If you're going to be in a prog group, you got to be a good drummer.
Yeah.
You're not.
He could beat the shit out of any of us. He is so strong to like some of the best rock drumming I've seen was this guy last week. And then he had two young squirts with him, one guy on bass and one guy on a guitar that was put through so much distortion it sounded like keyboards.
Okay.
Because the shtick is ELP didn't have a guitar. They had
right.
Carl Palmer on drums.
Greg like Ben Folds bass. Five.
Yes, that Greg Lake would play bass and play it well, and occasionally acoustic guitar for the mellow tunes like "Ooh, What a Lucky Man."
And he was.
And Greg Lake would sing, and he wrote the lyrics, and he was the dreamy guy. But the real star was Keith Emerson, who played, you know, just a wall of synthesizers.
Yeah. It was like Rick Wakeman.
100%. Rick Wakeman is Pepsi, and Keith Emerson's Coke.
Right.
They're right at one another. And he would, of course, Keith Emerson would throw knives at his keyboard.
Yes, have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh, they're crazy. He would he treated it like he was like, you know, Pete Townsend with his keyboard. It's a very silly 100%. Thing to do. But
So his original roadie was Lemmy, who later founded Motorhead.
Right.
And Lemmy was like, oi, Keith. Now, Keith Emerson could play like Franz Liszt and Chopin. He could play all that. But he was like, his roadie's like, oi, you got to throw knives at your keyboard and they got to be real German knives. And he like found these Nazi knives that Keith Emerson would throw at the thing. And he would actually spin. He had a grand piano spin around like this. He would lean back like he was humping his keyboard. A real lunatic. My point is this. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer was a keyboard band. They were a synthesizer band. That's the point of this band.
Yeah.
I get there for the return of ELP. No keyboard. No piano. What they hadn't said were video screens. And Carl Palmer said, all right, who wants to hear Keith? And then he'd go like this, and they'd play video from a concert they recorded that's out on DVD from the 1990s.
Oh.
They played DVD clips, and so it would be Keith, it would be Emerson on one screen, Lake on the other screen. And this is Town Hall. This is not like, you know, these new Vegas, the Madison Garden or whatever. It's
just
not
two screens.
Tech. Yeah, it's just two movie screens, Emerson Lake, and in the middle, Palmer.
So was it all synced up at least? Like, would he...
What he did when he talked, because he then said a little bit into it, was, look, we looked at the holograms, because clearly everybody's like, where the fuck's my Keith Emerson hologram?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, we looked at the holograms, and it didn't seem right. So we took Fair the video enough. From the 90s, and we took out the tracks, and we took out my tracks. So I'm playing live with Keith back in the 90s and Lake back in the 90s, and it's beautiful. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's pretty cool, I guess.
I mean,
but the thing is this.
I would just say, like, I went to see Elton John the other night.
Yeah.
And at Dodger Stadium, and it was fantastic. And I cried. I got emotional about the whole thing. I just love it. I love him, and it was a great show. But but honestly, what you're doing when you're at like a big stadium show is you're watching a giant screen. Like, you try to look at the person on stage, but they're so far away. I mean, we had good seats, but even then, of course I had good seats. What do you think? I'm sitting up in the nosebleeds?
You ever go to like an arena or like a stadium thing and people are... eating in a restaurant, like just watching it on the TV.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why would
so it's not that big of a jump to go for what you're saying, but talk to me about attendance, because that's my curious part of
Who's
going to this show?
I will say that it was not a full house.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of empty seats, and there were a lot of dudes.
Yeah, I bet.
There was a lot of dudes. And there was the woman, the couple that was next to me, she, you know, they started chatting with the couple behind them. And one wife said to the other, I swear to you, she's like, did he drag you too? And he's like, yeah, this one's for him. So
yeah,
all the women were dragged there by their husbands.
Even though it was disappointing that there was no holograms, was there, I feel like a reunion show, was there like camaraderie between the people that were there? Was everyone like, oh man, it's good to be back? Like,
yeah, what was the vibe?
The communal aspect.
Like, what was the vibe leaving the theater?
Oh,
like,
or were they right, pissed off?
The vibe leaving was Carl Emerson, even at age 70 something, is a, like, he did a drum solo that lasted an hour, you know, and it was
fun.
Amazing. And but the thing is, because they had to do the video sync when he would play with the other guys, it didn't sound so great. It sounded compressed. It sounded like somebody was pressing play. Now, I should point out some of the show. He had these two young guys instead of Emerson and Lake, like when they sang the mellow stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
From
because they don't, they're not. It's not going to be the whole show is them synced up with the old footage.
No.
Right?
So let's say it's, I don't know, 60-40 with the synced up stuff. So the 40% was just like Lake and two new dudes, one of them playing keyboards on his guitar through all this distortion, and then when they had the sync up, he would say, all right, let's go back and play Carnival 9, the big hit. Welcome back, my friends.
Yeah, to the show. That never
right. And when, as soon as they hit go, you heard like a hiss. It was like tape. It was, and it was like, it sounded compressed. And like the high end was hurting my ears.
I wonder how many people were just like, this is an unknowable thing, but like the conversation about trying to get a refund. Like, was there, at least the thought, the consideration, should we let it go?
You got to see one of the guys.
You asked about the vibe coming out. Two things happened. There was no encore because it was a highly choreographed thing. Because it was all sunk up. And, like, it was not a lengthy show. It was, like, it started at 8:05 and we were out of there at, like, 9:50, you know?
9:15?
And... No, 9:50.
Okay,
9:50,
okay.
A little
so almost
10,
to 2 hours.
No opener.
Almost. Yeah. No opener. No. Well, there was an opener in that they showed clips of sketch of sitcoms that mentioned Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh.
They showed a bit from Cheers. Do you remember when Diane finally met what's Kirstie Alley's character's name? Rebecca.
Rebecca.
When Diane finally met Rebecca, and Rebecca lied and said that she didn't want to lie and say she owned Cheers. So she's like, oh, and they're like, oh, what do you do, Rebecca? She's like, oh, I work for a law firm. And they go, oh, which firm? And she goes, oh, it's the firm of Emerson.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, it gets a big sitcom laugh. So that killed at the town hall.
Sure.
Tell you. So, and there's a Simpsons bit and whatnot.
Right.
So the vibe going out. So people were annoyed that there was no
holograms.
Encore.
Oh,
and holograms. And people were really pissed off about the sound. It was so goddamn loud. Like, it really, like, even I, like, I'm not, I mean, it's too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because of the synchronization and whatever, they just cranked it. And it was the high-end compression hiss. And it was like, my ears were like bleeding afterwards. And everybody was like, oh, it was so loud. And it's like, we had to move to the back. Oh. We moved upstairs. It was so loud.
Miserable.
And I was like, yeah. But the truth of the matter is, I did have a good time. And I went by myself.
Right.
You know, it's like.
I like shit shows, you know. Like, it sounds a little bit like a shit show. And there's something fascinating about that and watching something kind of implode in front of your eyes.
And he played. You know, they played the hits. They played Tarkus in full, if you were familiar with the album Tarkus.
Yeah.
That's the one where...
Tarkus.
The image is of a armadillo on a tank. Yeah. And the armadillo on a tank fights a manticore, and it takes about 30 minutes for the whole suite to complete.
They're so funny because, like, their best song, or their most famous song is Lucky Man. Or no, My Friends. Well, that's not the name of the song. So, like, good luck finding it. What is the name of the song again?
Well, the song that everybody knows is Welcome Back, My Friends, to the Show That Never Ends.
Yeah.
And then it goes, come and see the show, come and see the show. The name of the song is Carn Evil 9, First Impression, Second Movement.
It gets lost in the algorithm, I think, right?
Yeah. Carn Evil, like Carnival. Carn Evil 9, First Impression. Because the whole Carn Evil 9 suite... Last an album side. It's 25 minutes.
So they just plucked, like some FM DJ in the 70s was like, this is a fucking catchy song. Can I play this for 4 minutes? Yeah. And that's how I knew it, just from WZZO.
Well, that's what they open with. And they have a few other hits that people know. From the Beginning is a mellow.
Yeah, yeah.
From the Beginning. And I don't know if they have any other. Well, they do covers. They do the Peter Gunn theme.
Right.
They do Hoedown. You know, Aaron Copland. And they do Fanfare for the Common Man.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah,
bum,
yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. And they blast that out for like 14 minutes.
Right.
With, you know, and they incorporate other, you know, classical hits and jazz hits.
All right, listen.
They are prog rock to the nth degree. They're the most prog rock. I saw one third of the band before they were all gone.
Yeah.
I have no regrets. I'm a little deaf as a result, but I thought I was getting a hologram and I got a video screen.
Well, once the drummer dies, I'm going to do I'm going to relaunch the tour again with zero members of the band. See how that goes. Jordan, I love talking to you, and I want to talk to you about so many other things. So maybe we'll have you on the show again soon if you don't mind.
I'm always around.
Follow Jordan where? Jay Hoffman at Twitter.
In the street. Oh, yeah, if you want to tweet, Johoffman is me. And
always about good. Movies, always good. I got to see the Fablemans, right?
Yeah, Fablemans looks like the trailer and the poster look like crap. It's a really good movie.
Poster's really bad. I have to say,
terrible.
But I love Steven Spielberg.
You're gonna love this movie.
And I really do. I think. I rewatched Lincoln the other day. That's a fucking great movie.
Really is.
I loved West Side Story.
I love Batman.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is now, the two movies you just mentioned were co-written by Tony Kushner who wrote Angels in America, and he co-wrote this.
Yeah.
This is a nice
pairing, these two guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. They're terrific. They're both top of their games. He's like the most famous living playwright, and he's the most famous living filmmaker. Yeah. So
I'm going to go see it. I do love his movies. I mean, not all of them. I'm not fucking watching Hook.
Yeah. Hook is bad. The Terminal's pretty unwatchable.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the Fablemans is, it just looks like who gives a shit about Steven Spielberg's childhood, but it's really not. Like, it's about how he became Steven Spielberg, right? Yeah. But so, like, you might think, like, is there a scene where he, like, goes to the beach and thinks he sees a shark? No, none of that. You know, there's none of him, like, looking up at the stars and thinking he sees a UFO.
Right.
It's really about a kid who's really smart, and he figures out that his parents are, that their marriage is falling apart before they do.
We have somebody coming in.
It wasn't his big thing. He used to have a hand puppet all the time. Wasn't that, is that in the movie? This is not, for real.
That's not in the movie. Oh, I think I did read that he had a like an imaginary friend, but that is not in the film either. His love of the cinema.
I have a question. I was talking about this with Tim earlier. You got Star Wars and you got Star Trek. Is there room for another Star franchise? And Tim had a good name for it.
Star Adventure?
Star Adventure or Star Search, perhaps?
Adventure is pretty similar to a Trek, I would
say. Yeah, I think that's right.
Star Adventure.
Star Journey.
Star Crash.
You're a Trekkie. If you would say Star Wars, Star Trek, you'd right away say Star Trek?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Star Wars, don't get me wrong, but Star Trek is very key to my development as a young man. Yeah. I just really liked that vibe. I like hanging out.
It's more cerebral. It's for smarter people like you and I. All right, Jordan, we got to keep the show going because we've got a band here that's going to play.
You got so much to do.
What a great time talking to you. This is really the only show you're going to get this kind of expertise on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I mean, there's not a lot of other podcasts going this deep.
I would just say to the listeners out there, throw on the Tarkus suite, listen to ELP's version of Modest Mazursky's Pictures at an Exhibition. It lasts about 37 minutes. Welcome back, my friends.
Awesome.
It's marvelous.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a great
au revoir.
Great so holiday long. Season.
Happy holidays.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right, Matt, any other business to get to before we go to the musical act?
No, they were just getting set up.
Okay.
We're not.
Well, since the free half of the show will be ending right after the band, we're going to have Dear Nora play a song, then we'll take a little break. We'll come back for the patrons-only broadcast. Unless you're watching live, just keep watching. A couple plugs here. No More Bullshit. Very good band. UK Europe tour is happening in March of next year. Those tickets are on sale right now at timheidecker.com/live. I could name the cities for you, but I don't know them all. Leeds, Sheffield, Bristol, London, Galway.
Do I need a passport?
Dublin, you need a passport. Okay. Vic is coming, the Very Good Band, my unique brand of anti-comedy. come see me and the band. You know all about the world tour, the national tour we did last year. What a great, smashing, wonderful show it was. Now you get to see it overseas. And that's it for now, but we'll be back. We have so much to get to. We basically only scratched the surface of our wonderful show today. But now I'd like to welcome into the studio the wonderful, talented duo here.
Wow.
Dear Nora.
Hi. Shadows moving up the valley, they're all in my face. Packed up my car the next day and I drove out in the rain. Into fields of yellow, fields of purple. Shadows are in my review, but what can I do? Up around the corner is spring break in Lake Havasu. And the DJ said, Doug Pound in the house. Sideways as far as I can tell, and I'm up with the radiator clanking at the Weatherford Hotel, and I heard my song on TV, didn't notice immediately. Shadows from the clouds are forming over the peaks. Red is the color of the dust and the color in my cheeks. As I'm crying tears into my huevos, rancheros. Took a look at the mountain, then drove out of the snow. Water flooded down streams where I went many years ago. And the shadows in the canyon, shadows, did I make? lines on the wall in Tucson and drawings on the floor. I woke up, checked the listings, and I walked out the door. The realtor asked if I listened to my intuition. One crow died, fell off the cross, and one crow is alive. What used to be America is just a place to drive, and the shadow forces operating, avatars are levitating. Volcano dust and juniper, my ancient spirit child. The skulls are dancing, night is young, the party has gone wild. We are grown, then we're gone, and our fossils are tossed along.
Thank you guys so much. That was beautiful. I got lost in the zone of the beautiful music. It was a heavenly performance. Thank you guys so much. We'll be right back after these no messages.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
See, you must understand, I can't work a 9-to-5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone.